So let's go ahead and introduce our wonderful Dr. Leah McNeil, who has been with Chat with Women, I think about 18 months now, helping us with our health. And she's got a great tip. Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
You have such a great tip today. I'm so excited because there's so much panic out there. So go ahead, give us the tip for today.
Well, this one actually is on flu awareness.
Yes.
And I wouldn't think that I would have to do a tip like this in April, almost May, because usually flu season is, you know, January, February, even December sometimes.
Right.
But this one is regarding the swine flu, which is a big topic on the news right now. And one thing to remember for everybody is that in a normal flu season, about 40,000 people in the United States die from the flu. This is a different strain. It's not necessarily a deadly strain, but it's, they don't have a vaccine against it. And they also are, they have tests to check for it, so you can swab and check for it. But it's just not something that we have a natural immunity to. It's killing people by droves in Mexico, and that could be partly because in Mexico City, they have a lot of respiratory issues because of the pollution.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where this flu is attacking some people as their respiratory system. So for all of us up here, I can't stress enough for you to take your vitamin D. That's
yes.
a great immune stimulant.
Yes.
Keep your lungs healthy. I mean, exercise is actually a great way to keep your lungs healthy. Take even some extra immune support. If you're not, even if you're not sick right now, there's lots of herbs. There's lots of different things out there that are good for the immune system. You can get at any kind of vitamin store. Take some of those now just to boost your immunity right now. Because I don't know that it will really spread here. I don't know how. We don't know. I've been getting lots of updates from the CDC and the World Health Organization on various places that it spread, and I'm sure everybody knows all that stuff right now. But the typical basic things also, wash your hands, cover your mouth when you cough. You know, if you're sick, by all means, stay home. My next-door neighbor has a preschool, and one of her kids is coming back from Mexico, I think either today or tomorrow, and I mentioned to her to tell them to quarantine themselves for a couple days in their house.
Yes.
That's smart.
This is a type of a virus that in 24 to 48 hours you will know if you have symptoms.
Right.
And that's good. At least it's not like a week-long incubation.
True.
And so they can stay in their house for a couple days. If they're going to get it from flying or at the airport, then they will. It'll show up in those couple days that they're at home.
Good advice.
And then they can deal with it there. They're not out working and spreading it around.
Good advice.
There are no cases in Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho at this point.
Right.
There are some in California. And there's a map, actually, on the internet. I saw a map that says where the cases that they have found are. But just keep your immune system strong now. And golden seal, astragalus, echinacea, there's lots of different things. Vitamin D, of course. Don't overuse antibacterial hand soaps and sanitizers, because that can actually set your skin up for developing an infection that it's resistant to. Meaning, if you have all these antibacterial things that you've been using for so long, then you get an infection. If you have to take an antibiotic, you might be more resistant to it because you've been using all these anti-everything.
I didn't know that, Dr. Leah.
Yeah, we can definitely overdo those things. I mean, just good old soap and water works. Has been working for centuries.
That is very good advice, because one of the girls at Marjan brought us all Purell. And so we thought, oh, okay, that's really a good thing. But this is good to know. I'll keep it in my car just in case.
Well, and little abuses of it doesn't hurt. You know,
right.
I mean, like when you're at a gas station and you've just got done filling up. Or actually, when you're at a doctor's office, and I'm a doctor, but when you're reading the magazines, that's one of the big areas that you pass germs along.
Oh,
you know, everybody reads the magazines and then they put them down and they're sick.
Gosh, who would have thought?
Yeah, so be aware of that.
Oh, gosh, that's
just
a good one.
Just to be conscious of how much you're washing your hands, and that when you cough, don't cover with your hand, cover with your elbow, you know, cough there.
Right.
And try not to rub your eyes with your hands either.
Exactly. This is a respiratory disease, it's passed on through the respiratory mucous membrane system, so if someone coughs, it's in the air.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Obviously, there's some viruses that you can't catch that way, and so this is one that you can. So just to really be aware of all that, and hopefully it won't spread severely. Maybe it'll burn itself out. We don't know at this point what type of activity this virus is going to have.
Well, this was excellent, excellent advice, Dr. Leah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's give out your information.
Yes, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And you can always find me at chatwithwomen.com.
Thanks, Dr. Leah. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Week.
You too.